Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is time to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's do a test round, Kennedy, before we get our contestant on, okay?
All right.
I'm going to play you a piece of audio. It's a story of somebody, and then you have to guess, did this happen when they were a little kid or when they were a drunk adult?
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
I dropped hot cocoa on my grandmother's buttocks.
Little kid or drunk adult, Kennedy?
Little kid?
I was a little kid.
Yay!
My grandmother had thrown out her back. She was laying on her stomach, and she asked me if I could get her some hot cocoa. I ended up grabbing it for her and then tripping on a rug. So I spilled the cocoa all over her butt, and she started screaming and shouting, my ass, you burnt my ass.
Well, I was not expecting that this morning, but here we are.
Kelly from Jacob. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
All right. Lumineers at Fenway Park. You could be there. We're going to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. You understand how the game works?
Yes.
Get a bunch of these right and you win. Get a bunch of them wrong, you probably win anyway. Here's the first one. Take a listen.
I wore the bottoms to a girl's bikini, pretending to be Michael Phelps.
Is that a little kid or a drunk adult?
I'm going to say drunk adult.
That's what I would have said, too.
I was a drunk adult.
Hey!
I was in college.
Yay!
I was hanging out, drinking by the pool, and I decided to go find my girlfriend's bikini bottoms, threw those bad boys on, which showed everyone way too much. Ran outside, declared I was Michael Phelps, and jumped in and started swimming laps. My girlfriend was not for being embarrassed, but because I stretched out her favorite bikini. We've now been married for almost 10 years now.
God.
He'd have to shave all his body here and then put on the bikini to be full Michael Phelps.
All right, that is one down. Here we go. Next one. Take a listen to their story.
I drank a big glass of milk and projectile vomited everywhere.
Did that happen when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with drunk adult again.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult. It was during the holidays. We were all staying at my folks' house for Christmas. We'd been playing games, got hammered in the middle of the night. I went downstairs, ate about 10 Oreos, and washed it down with a big glass of milk. As I'm downing the milk, my older sister came in the kitchen and says, what are you doing? And I said, I'm washing down my Oreos. She said, with your nephew's milk that I pumped, the gagging instantly kicked in, and there was no turning back.
I thought it was going to be like, you know, one of those challenges. That's why I thought it was a drunk adult for sure.
No, that is not it. All right, you're doing great so far. Here's the next one. Take a listen to their story.
I got kicked out of a museum for knocking over an astronaut display.
Little kid or drunk adult?
I'm going to go with little kid.
I was a drunk adult. I had a few bottles of wine and went to a museum with my boyfriend. I climbed the security rope and tried taking a selfie with a huge astronaut display. I lost my balance and fell into the display. The entire thing was destroyed. I started to drunk cry and we were quickly asked to leave the museum.
Oh, no.
I would never show my face again.
I don't think I've ever pre-gamed a museum that hard.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Three bottles of wine. Let's go look at the exhibits.
All right. Last one. Little kid or drunk adult, take a listen.
I licked a stranger's ice cream cone because it looked good.
Did you get that?
I licked a stranger's ice cream cone because it looked good.
Little kid or drunk adult?
Let's go with drunk adult.
I was a little kid. I thought it was my dad's friend, so I thought I'd lick his ice cream cone. He was not my dad's friend, and it was a complete stranger who was not amused. He did not take it all that well.
Well, you got 2 out of 4 right. That's good enough
that
for us.
Good.
Yeah.
Good enough for the whole thing.
Awesome.
Yes, we're going to give you the tickets.
Thank you so much.
Yes, of course. You're going to go see the Lumineers. They're going to be at Fenway Park on July 17th. Brought to you by our friends at Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Thank you.
There'll probably be several drunk adults and maybe some little kids there.
Very true.
Oh, that is so good. All right, hang on just a minute.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.